for tuning in to Rosie on the House in the Garden in the 8 o'clock hour like we always are. We have an open line. If you've got a landscape, irrigation, watering, trimming, fertilizing question that you'd like to get asked to John Jay, give us a ring. Wherever you're listening to us in Arizona, do not call the station you're listening to us on. We have one toll-free number that puts you into Rosie on the House Master Control Broadcast Center, 1-888-767-4348. And again, thank you to Miss Nancy, who is filling in for Sweet Jennifer as our call screener. We lost our call screener to a move to Minneapolis when Jujube, my daughter number 5, deserted her family and moved to Minneapolis.
Oh, stop it.
And then we don't have Jennifer there today because she's traveling with us through the great and beautiful Midwest, not far from Minneapolis, but in Pella, Iowa. With that said, lines are open. Let's get down to business.
Chris and Anthem, welcome to the program. What you working on, sir?
Hi, guys. Well, we moved into a new house about last fall, and in the backyard was some grass that had not been taken care of and was pretty much dead. I believe it was like a Bermuda grass. And so I planted the winter grass so that my wife would have a nice green lawn during the winter. And now it's going to be, you know, dying out. So I'm looking to see what it is that I could do to get the grass, the summer grass, growing back in there. Is sod the only option, or is there other options for planting that grass?
Well, no, you can seed Bermuda grasses. They're just not the, you know, the really fine-bladed hybrid-type Bermudas that we might sod, and they are going to have a seed head and some pollen if you let them get large enough. So, but seeding is a viable option, and the process would be just the same as it was in the fall when you planted the ryegrass. You would mow the kind of browning out ryegrass down very short, close to the ground, and sow your Bermuda grass seed in that very short, stubbly thatch that's left, perhaps covering over that with a light coating of compost or organic material of some type so that it holds some moisture around the seed, and then keep it very moist, probably 3 or 4 or 5 times a day for 5 to 6, 7 minutes, something like that every time, concentrating those waterings kind of in the middle or hottest part of the day so it doesn't dry out. And you'll have in, you know, 6 or 8 weeks, a pretty nice Bermuda grass lawn.
There you go, Chris. Good luck with that, and hope you get that nice green lawn for your wife. That was Amanda doesn't ask a lot, but that was one thing she asked for. She said, I would love a lawn and a mulberry tree. So we got the lawn. Rose in Tucson, welcome to the program. What's going on in your landscape today?
Well, I have a question on Red Bird of Paradise.
Go
we
ahead.
We have some babies, and we'd like to transplant them. So we're wondering how deep the root is and when to transplant them.
Well, how big are they?
Oh, they're about a foot.
About a foot tall?
Right.
Okay. Well, that root system's probably every bit that deep. You know, maybe 10 to 12 inches. It probably is out half again wider than the plant is, something like that. You're probably not going to get every single root, nor do you need to do that. Now's probably not the best time to do that. I would have rather seen you do that this late this winter, early this spring, before they really started growing quickly. So if it is something that doesn't have to be done right away, if you wait till next, January, February, early March would probably be the best time to do that. Or any time during the winter months, you could move it as a dormant plant. So they kind of slow down. They kind of go completely dormant. Most red birds, you know, lose their leaves, kind of look like sticks in the wintertime. That'd be a pretty good time to dig it up and move it.
We appreciate the call. Good luck getting those transplanted. Before we get to our next call, Mom and I went to Las Vegas last week for the National Hardware Show, and they had a huge landscape garden and farm section. We found a couple neat things for garden accessories. If you're a tomato gardener or you need vines like that, how many tomato rack, how big is your tomato rack graveyard?
I have a big one.
Or fallen over.
That's right. And with the soil, every time you put them in, they splay out.
Unless you're doing like a full Mel's mix, they never go in nice and easy.
Right. So we found the perfect one to replace that, didn't we? It was called the Dura Cage. And it's a nice, sturdy metal. They don't bend, and the legs at the bottom kind of come out and then down. And then to put them away, you collapse them so you can store them flat, which is wonderful because I have those cages everywhere.
So that's the Dura Cage by Jay Watt.
Do you think they'd hold up to German Shorthairs jumping in the garden chasing lizards?
They might. I mean, they were really nice. They were really nice.
That's what ruins almost all of our tomato vine plants is those dogs running through there chasing the lizards or the stray little quail that got in there.
We have some fencing products we'll get to later that I think might be more of what you're looking for.
Good.
And on fencing, have you ever just drove a T-post in the ground?
Jarred your teeth loose?
Sure.
Oh, and your whole forearms just start burning. Well, somebody said, why don't I put shock absorbers on a post hole driver? And he did it. BestPostDriver.com. It was the funniest thing. I saw that and I thought, man, how big of a wuss do you have to be to invent that? And I passed it again and said, I think I need one of those.
We'll get you one.
Okay. Oh, man. It's these rubber pads, top and bottom. So every time, and they even had it on site where you could test it. And I'm tell you what.
You're sold.
He was thinking. That was a good product. We've got Dee in Tempe, Ed in Green Valley, and a line for you at 1-888-767-4348 when we get back here at Rosie on the House.
For the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter, it's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.